How to get everything done. ¿Cómo conseguir que todo se haga? As you know, in this life we need to wear different hats. I always tell you that you are your profession plus you need to know how to sell, you need to be a little bit philosopher, a psychologist, and also you have to include between your hats a manager. A good manager knows how to handle the resources, especially when they are scarce. And I can tell you, I remember vividly when I was in school, I had many situations, but I remember one philosophy teacher, the piece of shit she told me, why are you going to study management? You don't need to study that. And that is one of the most important skills that you need to know. Just to give you a glance, a manager is like a DT, como un director técnico. Imagine that you are the DT of a shitty selection, let's say the Peruvian soccer team. If you are you have a shitty selection, you need to know how to play with your players, and you need to squeeze as much talent as you can. So basically, that is what a manager does. A manager knows to play with the things that they have to get the things that they need. So that is going to be today's episode. I'm going to share 4 or 5 traits that any manager needs to understand. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, remember, join the community and also spread the word and Uncle Balta on Spotify. So the first one is, a good manager is a super trader. What is trader? It's like, I give you something and you give me something else. When we are starting, usually we don't have money and we have time. So the only thing that we can trade is our time, but we need to understand how to trade the time. When I see young kids that they are wasting all the afternoon waiting for the girlfriend, oh, my girlfriend is going to come. No, she's not coming. They are wasting their time as its time didn't have value. You know, that surprised me. When a person doesn't understand that the value of your time is not how much money are you making now, it's how much money are you going to make in the future. Because wasting your time now is like wasting your time in the future. It's the same shit. So always remember that. Your time is your first asset. Then when you start earning some money, the question is, what is the best approach to fix your problems? Am I going to fix my problems with time or with money or a little bit of both? So we need to understand that. There is a moment when it makes more sense to use money instead of time. And then when you continue growing, you will have other resources. Let me give you the case of my friend Mr. Fit. Mr. Fit charged me 50 soles per thumbnail. Me cobra 50 soles por miniatura. Okay. But he doesn't do the thumbnail. His employee does the thumbnail. So what he's doing, he's maximizing, he's squeezing, I think his employee, his name is Giovanni. So he squeezed Giovanni, he jerked off Giovanni until the last drop for the wage, por el salario, for the wage that he is paying him. So that's something that we need to maximize. If you have an employee, how can you squeeze that employee? If you go to SmartFit, I will highly suggest you to pay attention to the secretary. That secretary, she works like a motherfucker. she's a seller at the same time, by the way. So she's a secretary, she's a host, she's a seller. So big companies and big corporations know how to squeeze the employees. Also, if you have a skill, do you have a skill that you can offer it to another person or to another company? You need to also check that. As you know, I started practicing my English in the 2020, and then I monetized also the skill. So you can trade also your skills. And remember our last episode about bonds. Some people or some company, they have products that they cannot sell that easily. So you can help them to sell their bonds, their products with low rotation. Where I'm trying to go to recap everything that I mentioned here on this tip is that you need to play with the most abundant resources in order to get the ones that are scarce for you. The second is that a manager knows how to understand, how to spot patterns. What are patterns? If this happens, then that happens. If that happens, this will happen. So you start to kind of forecast the future because you understand, if I see this, there is a high chance that this will happen after that. So I understand, for example, in my business, there are patterns within your business and patterns out of your business. In my business, I'm spotting now that most of the sales are being closed during the afternoon. It's weird, but there are seasons like that. There are seasons where all the WhatsApp messages comes in the morning and others when all the messages come in the afternoon. This last 5 or 6 weeks has been always afternoon. So what I do in the morning, I go to the gym, I eat my food in the morning, and now in the afternoon I'm closing sales, because it makes more sense to be here in WhatsApp when the people are asking. So that's something that a good manager understands, that not all the time is created equal. Understand when is the right moment to act. And we're going to check something about that later too. Other thing is, a good manager understands patterns like payment patterns. Many times people are willing to pay, but they don't have the full amount of money. Now I can tell you, I have customers that they pay my system that is 3,000 soles, but they cannot pay it in one. So they prefer to pay in little blocks of 500 soles. Also, people who buy me 1,000 cycles of Deca or Testo, they prefer to pay it in two blocks of 500 or 600 soles. So always understand how your customers are able to pay. And talking about that, if you have customers from other countries, you need to understand that sometimes some payment methods start to disappear. PayPal, that here in Latin America, we understand that PayPal is the way to trade with other countries, especially if we are talking about small amounts. But in US, for example, people are not using PayPal anymore. So there are parallel ways to pay. For me, one that is working in a beautiful way is gift cards, Amazon gift cards. They are working perfectly because almost everybody have an account on Amazon. And the other one is also spot patterns in other industries. Something that I found out is that commercial real estate, for example, offices, oficinas, all the commercial real estate, not the classic real estate, not the single family real estate or multifamily real estate, no, the commercial real estate offices, there are a lot of locations that they are undervalued. They are for sale or they are renting in a very low price. That could be also a good opportunity. If you can gather yourself, maybe you are a dentist and you can gather yourself with 5 other dentists, or you are a doctor in one area, you can gather with people like you and do little offices in this big office. So I think I mentioned it, my buddy says doctor, he has like a little office that is in a big office. So one office, they split it in four, and 4 doctors pay the rent from one office. So that is another pattern that I am spotting. The tip number three, but before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to work with me, here goes my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. The third pattern, and this is something that I heard already like 2 or 3 times, is scale the unscalable. If you are starting your business, there is a high chance that you don't have a seller. And even in my case, I have 14 years in this business and I don't want to hire a seller. I don't want to hire a secretary. So how can you clone yourself? Because it's not scalable that you're going to reply to everybody, but is there a chance that you can clone yourself? And I can tell you that so far, the answer for me, it feels yes, and it's with videos, with audios. For example, when I receive a lot of the same question on social media, I do a little video about that. For example, many friends were asking me if the contraceptive methods, los métodos anticonceptivos, the birth control, if the birth control pills were making their girlfriends more fat. And the answer is yes, as I replied today on my YouTube video. But when many people start asking you the same question, you can create a video for that. And now you are offering value and at the same time it's publicity for you and you are cleaning future questions. So whenever someone wants to ask you that, they already have the answer there. So how can you clone yourself? And that is in the online world, in the real life world also. How can you make the biggest amount of people see you in a daily basis? For me, something that is working is going to different gym locations during different times. Also, the other day, I was with Armando. We were walking around the train station, la estación de tren, next to Loa Ligureta. And there were a lot of people there. And a lot of people, hey, tío Balta, uncle Balta. So, I mean, this is going to sound stupid, but the more people that see you, the more people that have the chance to buy you, right? So why we don't go to places where there are a lot of people, but we need to be smart. Maybe going to a club could be the best option for you, maybe not. So what is the best ratio of volume and quality of people that you can visit? and that is part of scaled and scalable. We have checked the case of Taylor Swift. She go to wedding events. In her case, makes sense to go to wedding events. What kind of events can you go where you can scale your personal brand? Will be a good question. The last thing that I want to mention here is that, two extra tips, very fast, is that good managers understand that momentum is important. Maybe you know this. Maybe you have been like a single man during years. You have been jerking yourself off, sacándote la leche tú mismo. And you are like, wow, it's so difficult to get a girlfriend. As soon as you get a girlfriend, now there are more women knocking your door, texting you to WhatsApp. Why? Because you already create momentum. That's the thing, you know. The other day, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, Tio Balta, you saw that I upload a video with a woman next to me. What happened after that? Another woman texts me. Okay, I invite her. I upload the video with her. What happened after that? A third woman texts me. So it's momentum. It's things attract more things. And if you want to apply that to business, that is what we are checking here, is whenever you have an idea, start acting as soon as possible. You have a business idea. You come with a name. You know, oh, this will be a good name for my endeavor. What can you do? Go and buy the domain. Comprate el dominio. $12. You will say, yes, but what happens if I don't do it? Well, if you don't do it, you waste $12. But those $12 are going to make you be invested because you already spent something. After the buying the domain, then you create an Instagram page. Could be, you know. Then the other one, maybe you can do a video for YouTube of 2 minutes explaining your business idea for potential customers or investors. The next one, you find like artificial intelligence system to create your website. So you start moving forward because you already did the first action. From the first to the second is easier. From the second to the third is even easier. So that's something. You want to create momentum. But you have to do something. Most of the people, what happened? Oh, I have an idea. Yes, one day I will execute it. No. Now, what can I do today, this moment, present, right now? Next one is, and by the way, talking about momentum, that also applies to communities. I told you that communities is the best business that you can do now. It's the best investment for your customers joining a community because they can learn, they can network, they can speed up the process of acquiring new knowledge. And also for you, it's a good business because you can make money around something that you love, around something that is your passion. But a community is going to be difficult to start the first 5 or 10 members. Then it's easier. So the question is, how can you make it possible to gather these first 5 or 10 people? So whatever you're trying to do always, how can we start this spark, esta flamita, esta chispa? How can we start the spark? And if you want to sell things, because I have many people that want to sell things, how can you create your first arbitrage? Why? Because the second arbitrage is going to be easier. For example, I told you about the guy who sells the ball shavers, balls male, afeitadora de bolas. If you help that guy selling his ball shaver, now you can go to another business owner and tell them, you know, I helped that guy selling his products. Do you have something that I can sell? And he will say, okay, this guy have a good track selling things. I can give him an opportunity. So remember, momentum. Last two things to wrap this podcast fast. After this, I have to go to the gym. I like going to the gym sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon. In the morning, you know what is the beauty? Is that you can find las tías power. They are very horny. Eh? The tías power that go more or less like 9, 10 a.m., they really love sex. And then if you go 4 p.m., you find the school people. That is also nice. But well, continue with the topic. You need to know how to delegate activities, but to who is the question. Everybody's going to tell you need to hire employees, and I would say maybe that is the last option. It's a good option if you have activities that always are going to happen and you know how to track the metrics. That could be one way. The other one, maybe you need freelancers, people that do a specific task and you don't need them all the time. The other one is maybe you need a consultant, an expert, a person who facilitate to you the good information. Or maybe if you are in the delivery, you don't need to hire your own delivery team. You can outsource that to a delivery or to a courier. So for all those things, it's necessary that we remember that we need to know to know a little bit of everything. So in that way, we can understand who is the best person, who is the best fit for this activity. And the last thing that I want to include here, honestly, like management is also my passion. The last thing that I want to mention here is that timing is everything. Not all the time is created equal. In the fitness industry, Monday is key. Everybody say, I'm going to start on Monday. So today I upload a video about fitness on my YouTube channel. That video so far gave me maybe more than 2,000 soles in supplements and in the first day, you know? Why? Because it was in the right moment, right time, addressing the main problem. Now the main problem is not that people want to have muscle, no. The main problem is that people are fat, obese. As some people would say in English, they are fatty mumbatis. Son gordos, obesos mofletudos. And that's something that people dislike. You'll be surprised, but people who are fat, they are shame. They feel shame to appear on pictures sometimes because, no, I don't want my body to appear on a picture, only my face and in this angle. So all that bullshit disappears when you burn your fat. And burning your fat is easy when you know how to handle your diet. So that's something that I explain. That video is me giving free value to the people. But remember this, the best way to sell something is helping people for free. Because only the people who really know the stuff are willing to give things for free. The people that are not sure, they are not willing to give anything because their value is so small that if they give something for free, now they don't have anything extra to offer. I hope you enjoyed this episode. By the way, I could keep going on and on with more traits of good managers, but you get the point, right? Like, remember, you are a little bit of everything. Manager, psychologist, salesperson, financial guru. You need to learn everything. That's something that really, how can I say, irritate my balls when they say, no, you are this thing, you have studied for this and you should do that. No, we need to do different things, especially when you're starting. You are not like a S&P 500 company. You are a small company. You need to do different labors, different tasks. I hope you enjoyed this Monday episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986. And if you have friends that also want to practice their English or improve their listening, you can share this podcast with them, Uncle Balta on Spotify.